Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Joe O, Sammy P. We'll talk some college football 20 minutes from right now. Brett McMurphy will drop by. We'll get his thoughts on the weekend's card. And, you know, he's a guy that covers all the news. Boy, we've had a lot of news this college football season. But right now, let's talk some NFL. The new week starts tonight with Lamar Jackson making his return to the field. Evan Silva joins us at Evan Silva on X and all social media. EstablishTheRun.com. All right, Evan, we can start with Thursday night football. A lot of these results have been pretty wonky this year. Like, you get these massive upsets when you least expect it. And we've got a larger point spread in this game. The Ravens, a 7.5-point road favorite, high total, a lot of high totals this week. At the Dolphins, that was not the performance we were expecting out of Miami this week. So they're looking to repeat that. What are you expecting out of Lamar and his return tonight with the Ravens team that is going to have to go on one hell of a run if they want to win the division?
Well, because the Ravens were able to pull out that victory with Tyler Huntley over Chicago last week, that gave Lamar Jackson like 4.5 extra days of recovery time. He's been a full participant in practice all week. You know, this is like his hometown at Miami. That's where he's from. I'm sure he'll have a ton of fans in the stands. He's had this game circled. This is the healthiest that the Ravens offensive line has been this year. The Dolphins, I know that they played well last week in one of those wonky results that you were talking about, but I still think that they're largely a dead team, and the Ravens have so much to play for, and I think Lamar Jackson just comes out balling. I think that this is a big game for Zay Flowers. Derrick Henry, you know, he moved into fifth all-time in the all-time rushing touchdowns, passing Walter Payton last week. He's obviously going to be a great bet to score. I think that if you're looking for a sleeper in this game, Keaton Mitchell looked shot out of a cannon last week on his four carries for 43 against the Bears. And I think that on a short week, they may want to give him a few more opportunities. Maybe he gets 6 or 7 carries here. He's a really explosive player in his career. He's right around 7 yards per carry. And when he's healthy, he can make big plays. And we know that this Dolphins run defense is not good.
If you were going to pick one Lamar bet, take your pick of the litter, which one would it be? Would you go over or under?
I would be looking at his passing yards, I think. I think that there is maybe some reason to believe that he may not, you know, be fully unleashed as a runner, and he may sit in the pocket a little bit more often than he normally would, you know, coming off of this hamstring injury. So I'd be looking at passing yardage and maybe passing touchdown stuff.
Keaton Mitchell numbers are interesting. 13.5 rushing yards at most spots, plus 750 for an anytime touchdown. So, yeah, that all makes a lot of sense.
He gets 13.5 rushing yards on his first carry tonight, boys.
Did you see the smile on Evan's face when you said 13 and a half? It was just like ear to ear, 13 and a half over. Uh-huh.
That's easy.
Yeah. Yep. Alts. How high would you go in the alts?
Oh, you know, I'd have to look at the numbers, I guess. And I honestly haven't done that, but, you know, I mean, I think he'd get to 50. I'd like to see what, like for, wow. You know, 49 and a half or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Good stuff. Thursday night football. Do you have a take on the side or the total, anything there? No is an acceptable answer. If you don't have anything, Ravens minus 7.5.
I would say no. You know, the Thursday games, I try to stay away from stuff like that on the Thursday games. Just wild things happen.
I'm looking at this Bills-Chiefs game, and I went – not that I went into the lab, but I looked at the amount of times that these quarterbacks take off against each other, Allen and Mahomes on the ground. So Allen has at least 10 rushing attempts in the last four regular season games. And Mahomes has averaged 42.5 rushing yards against Buffalo in his last four. Now, again, four is not a big sample size, four games, but these guys definitely take off when they play each other on the ground.
To add to that, the Bills this year have allowed the second most rushing yards to quarterbacks. And on the other side, the Chiefs have allowed the third most rushing yards to quarterbacks. So if you're looking at rushing, and Patrick Mahomes this year has been running more than ever in the regular season. I mean, he is on pace to shatter his previous career highs in every rushing category, and we know what Josh Allen can do. And we know that Keon Coleman can't separate outside, and therefore, you know, that may lead into more rushing opportunities for Josh Allen when he sees that Keon Coleman isn't open. So, yeah, a lot of supporting evidence there if you're looking at rushing stuff for both Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. And also these three, you know, these teams play a lot. They play a lot in the playoffs. They've played in a lot of the regular seasons in recent years. In their last three games played, including playoffs, they've played to results totals of, my math is right here, 61 points, 51 points, and 51 points. So I'm expecting a track meet.
Even going over this number, it's a high total. A lot of those high totals this week. So many in the 50s. Let's see. We've got Chicago-Cincinnati. That's in the 50s tonight. Baltimore-Miami, of course. That one, Monday Night Football, Arizona-Dallas. Would you still go over that KC-Buffalo number?
I don't feel super, super strongly about it because, as you mentioned, it is one of the highest total games of the week. But if I was going to bet it, I mean, I'd bet the over. But I also like fun, guys. You know, I like to have fun. So,
yes.
It's a lot more fun to bet overs in Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes games.
So, is this a really exciting week for you? I think there are a lot of people that look at it and say, okay, you got one great game. The rest of it isn't all that great. We've got these high point spreads. Three of them probably are going to be in double digits. But, like, for your world, fantasy, props, I know you hit all that stuff. We've got all these totals in the 50s. So are you think it's going to be an exciting week, or, you know, maybe it could set up for some disappointment here too?
Yeah, I think that it can be a very exciting week. I think that the Chargers could put up a really big number on Tennessee. I don't know that, you know, Tennessee is going to answer back or anything like that, but the Chargers, Colts, Steelers looks really, really nice. Bears, Bengals has a lot of potential. You know, this game that we just talked about, Chiefs, Bills, is awesome. You know, I think the Rams can put up a really big number on the Saints as well. So, yeah, I mean, this should be a good fantasy week, no question.
I have a very open-ended question to ask you about NFL offenses, and I'd like you to take it wherever you want. Which offense is the most dangerous right now in the NFL?
Oh, man, you know, it's definitely, I think it's the Chiefs.
Really?
I think it's the Chiefs. We've only seen Rashee Rice in there for two games, and he's been balling. He looks great. I mean, no chemistry loss whatsoever during that, was it six or seven game suspension, the 7 weeks that he missed. I mean, he's been, you know, balls to wide. Breshard Smith, I think, is an exciting player that may get more opportunities now. without Isaiah Pacheco. You've got the offensive line is, you know, the Chiefs have struggled on the offensive line for years. And now they, and even without Josh Simmons in there, their first round pick, Jalen Moore has done a really good job on Patrick Mahomes' blindside. Patrick Mahomes is just playing at a much higher level than he did in the previous 2 years. So, I mean, you know, it kind of pains me to say it because it's just year after year after year, but the Chiefs right now, I think they're the best team in the NFL. If I, you know, if I was doing power rankings, I'd have the Chiefs number one. I couldn't believe that I saw one set of power rankings that had the Chiefs number eight the other day, and I was like, just
come on,
that is ridiculous. And I'm not talking about like win-loss records. I'm talking about who is the best team in the NFL right now. Chiefs.
Yeah, they've been number one for a matter of weeks now. It completely changed, and it was obvious. Is there anything that we missed as far as the Patriots and Colts? The Patriots were getting a lot of love in the offseason, but even those that were betting the over 8.5 wins for New England never saw this out of Drake May. And there were some people that were positive about the Colts. I don't think anybody saw this out of Daniel Jones. You could see it with Taylor, but not this out of Jones. Is there anything looking back that you think we missed?
Well, I got plenty wrong this season. I've gotten plenty wrong, you know, but I was on the Patriots and I was on Drake May. I mean, I did a 80-1 MVP ticket on Drake May. I don't know that I could say that I saw him, you know, making a case for him to be the best quarterback in the NFL, although I did bet him to win MVP. But I was on the Patriots. But, I got a ton wrong. The Colts is wild because and I don't know that – I think that, you know, Shane Steichen, it kind of got lost in translation the last couple of years, how good of a coach he is. They are running – one of the highest rates of play action in the NFL. They do pre-snap motion. They throw the ball on first down. As of entering last week, Daniel Jones was leading the NFL in passing yards on first down, and that's always been a cheat code. You know, that's like an old Warren Sharp thing. The Colts have just been extremely well coached. I assume I haven't looked at the Coach of the Year odds recently, but I got to believe that Shane Steichen is the running away favorite right now. Chris Bauer invested so many picks and money into their defensive front four over the past 3-4 years, and that's all kind of starting to pay dividends. I think that they're a top five team. I know that, you know, they're two AD Mitchell mistakes away from being undefeated.
I had a guy close to the Colts too say this. He goes, and you know what else? This might not be fair to say, but the owner's not trying to mess it up anymore. Irsay's not there trying to like turn everything on its head. And, you know, like Jerry does it in Dallas, like Jerry gets over involved and things go sideways. Irsay used to always kind of do something to throw off the rhythm. And that hasn't happened yet this year. To your point on May, I live in Boston now, and Monday morning I turned on the local sports radio station just to hear the hot takes. Cause I love a good hot take.
And one of the same thing in Chicago every day. So,
one of the hosts goes, he throws a better ball than Brady ever did. And I'm like, oh my God, here we go. And then he backed it up with stats. And I wrote these stats down. He was looking at Drake May deep balls on passes of 20 plus yards. Drake May is 13 of 17, 5 touchdowns, no picks. That's over 70% accuracy. Granted, it's only 17 tosses. But 13 of 17, Evan, that's incredible on the deep ball.
Yeah, I saw the same stat. I mean, he is playing outrageous football right now. You know, was it Jeff Ulbrich compared him, openly compared him to Josh Allen? You know, I mean, yeah, he's playing at an MVP level. I think he's number three in odds right now for MVP. I think that Patrick Mahomes is probably the favorite. I would think.
Yes.
But he is. Drake May is right up there. I don't know if Drake May is going to necessarily finish with the counting stats. I don't know. We'll see. In fantasy, Patrick Mahomes is number one, and then there's like a little bit of a gap, and then Drake May is number two.
A few more minutes with Evan Silva, EstablishTheRun.com. What about best bets? Let's get into what you're thinking for this weekend props-wise too. Any sides or totals that stand out as your favorites for the weekend?
This is Well, I'll tell you what, sides or totals, I don't know if I have any strong leans, honestly. I hate to come on a show like this. But one thing I do like this week, though, is Bashal Tutin to get a potential post-buy rookie bump facing the Raiders. So this is a game where the Jaguars should at very least be competitive, if not have a lead, be able to do things, like impose their will to an extent. And Travis Etienne, he's kind of like a boomer bust runner, and he has not been hitting his boom runs lately in the three previous games entering the bye. I think they come out of the bye, the Jaguars do, wanting to feed Bashal Tutin. This is similar to what Liam Cohen did in Tampa Bay last year with Bucky Irving after the Bucks bye. And and Bashal Tutin is super, super explosive. I think that he could potentially emerge as the Jaguars' lead back in the second half of the year, beginning in week 9 against the Raiders.
I know you're close to the Bears. I've seen that secondary the last couple of weeks, and we know they're banged up. Assuming health for Cincy, I don't know how they stop Ja'Marr Chase, man. I just don't see it. And they don't even have a number up because of Flacco's shoulder and all that.
Right.
But whether it's Flacco or Browning, I don't really personally care. They're not stopping Chase, I don't think.
DeAndre Swift is also in a really nice spot this week. I mean, you know, we saw what Breece Hall did against the Bengals last week. Breece Hall and Isaiah Davis. I actually think that Kyle Manunga is a little bit of a sneaky bet for some overs, because you want to talk about post by rookie bump. The Bears gave that to Kyle Manunga. They want him to be a factor in their backfield, and he's had a bigger role the last 2 weeks since that bye. And this is like the ultimate matchup. And I think that, like, the Bears can run block. I think that they have issues, especially with Theo Benedet at left tackle. Their pass protection is not great. But, man, Darnell Wright can get out on the move and just block out the sun. And, you know, Tooney and Jonah Jackson and Drew Dahlman. And Benedet, I think, is a good run-blocking tackle. So I'm optimistic about DeAndre Swift and Kyle Manunga.
All right, some good angles there. Evan Silva, establishtherun.com. Thank you so much, Evan. Best of luck this weekend. We'll talk some college with Brett McMurphy next on BetSweats.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Appreciate Evan Silva for dropping by. Let's switch gears. Let's talk some college football with Brett McMurphy, friend of the show. He is America's college football insider over at On3 Sports. Make sure you're following him on X at Brett_McMurphy. Brett, thank you so much for taking time and joining us. I know it's been a slow season as far as the news has gone in college football on a week-to-week basis.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. Sorry we got nothing to talk about. I'll talk to you guys next week, I guess.
Okay. I laughed out loud when I saw your tweet yesterday about the injury reports, because I've been trying to figure out who's playing quarterback at Utah for three seasons now, and we never know, and they don't tell the truth, and they parade quarterbacks out in pads and helmets, and they're thrown in warmups, and then the starters don't play. And I can't imagine covering that team on a day-to-day basis. But, Brett, it's not the only team that's been pulling this stuff.
It's not, Sam, and that's the thing. I wrote this story, and I got a lot of feedback from people that I haven't heard from in a while, saying I loved your story. And this was not simply a Utah specific story. It's just that all of these conferences decided this year. The Big Ten started it a couple years ago, but all nine conferences now said, "Hey, we are going to do availability reports, and if you don't do them." There's going to be, you know, the SEC takes it the most seriously. They have $25,000 fines, up to $100,000 fines. They're similar to that kind of how the NFL does it, where the other power conferences really don't do anything. The ACC and the Big 12 don't even announce what the fines are. They just say they will be discussed. Lincoln Riley, actually, USC, they played a kid against Michigan that was listed as out. They put him in the fourth quarter, and he played, and the Big Ten fined him. You know what the fine was? $5,000.
So give
me a break. You know,
it's nothing.
There's no accountability. There's no, there's no teeth to this. And, you know, look, Stormy was at the sideline reporter for the Utah-Colorado game. And, you know, they didn't tell her until, I think, 30 seconds before kickoff who the starting quarterback was going to be. And, you know, I had sources text me, you know, it's like Kyle Whittingham thinks he's this 1970s high school football coach that won't trade film with the team he's going to play in the playoffs in the next round. You know, and then you add on to that all the fact that what all's going on in the NBA – with the, you know, the FBI indictments, sports gambling is legalized now. And the conferences are the ones that said they want their schools to abide by this, yet they don't. And it's a bunch of word salad and, well, he was available. And look, I respect Kyle Whittingham. I think he's one of the best coaches in the country. I really do. But he has manipulated this thing, and it's disingenuous. I mean, I forgot last year that there was a game where the broadcast crew thought our good buddy Cam Rising was going to start, and nobody knew. And then it turns out Rising isn't even available. You know, and so, again, I think, you know, coaches just need to be honest about it. But until there are penalties like the NFL, and look, we'll see what happens with Lamar Jackson and the Ravens, where they kind of Mickey Mouse their report, you know, a week or so ago. But until there are real penalties, you know, multiple sources told me nobody's going to take this serious. Nothing's ever going to change.
Yeah, probably right. And this goes across all sports. And you just pointed out a few examples. And with the NBA, it's the same thing with the injury report. We find out as games are about to start, they don't even have a 90-minute rule. Like they at least have with the NFL. Maybe the NFL is probably the best at following it, but yeah, you just have this recent incident with the Ravens last week. Are they going to take it seriously? Like, guys like us are hopeful and trying to hold their feet to the fire, but I don't think it's going to change. They've been in bed with the books for years now, and they don't really have anybody to answer to. So I don't think it's going to change either. makes it tougher on all of us involved. They don't care. They'll just keep taking the money from the sports books. All right, Brett, LSU, Florida, Penn State, Arkansas, Va-Tech, Okie State, UCLA, Stanford. It's not Halloween. Why? Why is all of this happening this year? Why is it so much earlier?
Joe, I think because there's so much more pressure on these athletic directors now, and to some extent the presidents, because now the money that's involved, not that money was never involved before, but now it's front and center. You've got to pay the players, you've got the revenue share, you've got NIL deals, you've got all this stuff going on. And so basically, if things aren't working, you know, some schools feel they have to make a quick fix. I don't necessarily agree with it because I don't know what advantage you get over getting rid of somebody. This, like Penn State, they got rid of James Franklin. Now, we could argue whether they should or shouldn't have, but they did. I don't know why doing it when they did it, it doesn't give them any advantage. In fact, you know, I would expect Matt Rhule in Nebraska to announce sometime in the next 1 to 24 hours that he's got a new deal at Nebraska. So, you know, Penn State, obviously that was one of their targets. You're not going to sign Matt Rhule in October, you know, if that's your guy. So yeah, Joe, I don't know why, but yeah, you're going through the laundry list of schools. It may be quicker to name the schools that aren't looking for a head coach at this point, but, Sammy will love this. There were 12 openings for next year, and that includes two interim coaches, that named interim coaches before the season. One, our beloved Golden Flashes of Kent State. Well, they have announced that Mark Carney, they took the interim tag off, and he is the full-time head coach after Kent State won its second MAC conference game in 3 weeks. Who would have thunk it?
Over the win total, 1.5, Joe. They got there. They got over 1.5 wins at Kent State this year.
There you
so
go.
So funny. Brett, I was curious about your I know you love talking Notre Dame. I feel like with Notre Dame, you're in one of two buckets. You either think they're going to get in and be a problem in the playoff, or they're going to slip on the banana peel and lose that third game. Which bucket are you in?
Well, I'm in another bucket that if they win out, they're definitely in the playoff. You know, early on when they opened 0-2, everyone's like, they're out. I don't think that's the case anymore. I think the SEC teams above them are going to beat up on each other, and they'll shuffle down, if you will. And they've really looked very, very good, in fact, against their competition. Sammy, I think they're going to make it. You know, the biggest challenge is going to be at Pitt. You know, Navy's not going to be a problem. They just have better athletes. You know, Stanford has shown a pulse here. The second half of the season, upsetting Florida State. I just think they're really playing well right now. But again, you know, they've lost to Northern Illinois in the past. They've had some head scratching losses. I actually think they're going to get there. Pitt game's not going to be easy. It is at Pitt. They got their freshman quarterback. They're 4-0 with him. He's been incredible. Pitt's only got two losses. If they went out, who knows? Maybe they get in the playoff. But I do think if Notre Dame gets in this thing, I think they're a real contender to, you know, get back to the title game like they did last year.
With Brett McMurphy on 3 Sports, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich, you've got Bet Sweats on the BetMGM network. Well, Big Noon Kickoff thought they had a much bigger game than the one they have. They're trying. They're trying to promote it this week, Brett. But we have a point spread of 20.5. With Ohio State and Penn State. Is there anything that you find intriguing about this matchup at this point?
Not really. I mean, it's basically the opportunity to finally see see Ohio State, you know, play somebody that's, you know, somewhat competitive. And I use the term somewhat, you know, in quotations. I think that, you know, I was talking with Sammy about Notre Dame's title chances. I mean, Ohio State right now is the betting favorite to win the national championship. But guys, I don't think we really know that much about him. I mean, they've been dominating. That win against Texas in the opener certainly does not carry as much equity that we thought it would when we see, you know, that Texas is a very average team at best. You know, their win at Washington, I'd say that was probably the most significant win to this point, even though Illinois was ranked. I think Washington's a better overall team. So I think we'll find out more about about Ohio State. And again, you know, last year they purposely, purposely downplayed, but they knew what they were doing during the regular season. They knew that there was going to be three or four playoff games. And they Chip Kelly even said it. They didn't play as fast. They wanted to limit the number of plays for their starters. They didn't, you know, they looked at this as a marathon, not a sprint. So basically, I think this is part of it, in that what the team we see against Penn State is not going to be the team or the performance we see at Michigan or in the Big Ten title game against Indiana or when we get in the playoffs. So, but yeah, even with all that being said, I don't see how this is close. I certainly don't want to lay, you know, three touchdowns, but Penn State is, you know, is a corpse at this point. And it's just another unranked win for Penn State in a schedule full of unranked wins this season. But hey, they will be the number one seed in the playoff if they win the Big Ten title.
Do you really think that Julian Sain is a legit Heisman contender? Because he's priced like one. But to your point, they don't really do a ton on offense, and they haven't really played anybody that good. He's the second favorite at a couple books right now.
Yeah, Sammy, and I mean, you know this as well as anyone. You know, the stats don't matter anymore for picking the Heisman winner. It's you know, you guys, please keep this to yourself. It's the narrative, and you know, I don't think anyone's going to say, well, Julian Sain, you know, has three fewer touchdown passes than Fernando Mendoza or Ty Simpson. It's basically going to be, and what sucks, to be very honest, is the Heisman. I don't even think it's the best player in 2025. I think it's the best player that has the best final 2 weeks of the season, that has a compelling story, that's on a team that can get into that has a shot to get into the playoff. Because all of the people that are in the top four or five in the Heisman right now, you know, they could vault to the top depending on how they do in the final week of the regular season or in the conference championship game. And, I agree with you, Sammy, the stats aren't there, but it's not going to matter. It's okay. You're the quarterback of the number one ranked team in the country. Jermaine Smith is the best wide receiver in the country. He was the Heisman, you know, candidate for Ohio State going into the year, but we know, you know, it's rare we give it to a wide receiver. So I think the Heisman's wide open right now. I've always said, you know, don't play Heisman, you know, preseason favorites. And Sammy, you had a good call on Carson Beck. But they unfortunately they lost, and he had a bad game, but he was in position. He should have been priced like he was, but you got ahead of the market. Miami just didn't follow through with it. But Sain could win it. I mean, Fernando Mendoza, what could hurt Indiana is he could he could be the Heisman favorite. And then if he lays an egg against Ohio State, I don't care what his stats are, he's not going to win it. And it's kind of like, Oregon's quarterback a couple years ago, Gabriel had a shot, and then he had a poor mm-hmm. Pac-12 game, and then that sealed it for Jaden Daniels. So, if you like somebody for the Heisman, just be careful, because it's not going to be determined until probably the last week or so.
Yep, no doubt about that. It is still wide open. Many different favorites this season. Brett McMurphy, enjoy the weekend. Thank you so much for your time of On3 Sports. Make sure you check him out over there. Joe O, Sammy P. We'll talk about our favorite college football plays next on the BetMGM Network.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, Jesus. That'll scare you if it's the first thing you see when you look up. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. This is Bet's Lights. I wasn't expecting that, Jeff Schwartz, when I looked up.
I'm here. I've arrived. No Oregon merch today. Next week, though, last time Oregon had a big game, I came with no Oregon stuff. I'm going to come with as much Oregon as I own next week when Oregon goes to Iowa. So you'd be ready on next Thursday.
You got shoes on?
No, because my shoes got wet walking here in the rain. It was raining this morning, so we had to walk in the rain.
Oh, I know. The entire first hour of the show, all I heard was rain coming crashing down on the window right in front of Sam.
That makes sense, yeah. It's a great setup here for radio and TV and web.
People tell me that their favorite part of this bit is that Jeff just takes the earbud, no questions asked, and just jams it right in. Like, doesn't even think twice about it.
What am I supposed to do? Clean it? Just whatever, man. Sam's clean person, I think, hopefully.
What?
I have an ear disease. Now I know why.
Yeah, after knowing him this long, I'm surprised you're willing to say that. So Oregon on bye, that's fine. You don't have any gear this week. It's fine. You're moving on. You're marching ahead to next week. Are you concerned about next week, or do you think after a week from now you'll be more comfortable?
I think it's going to be a very low scoring game. They're not going to score, and we're not going to score, and like 17-14, whoever can sort of get a couple scores across. Their defense is really good. I watched their defense on the plane right over to New York yesterday. It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard to score, but they're not going to score on us either. So, I mean, Iowa's played a couple, you know, good defenses and mustered across nothing. So, I mean, that's will continue to be a problem for them. But again, I mean, their defense is as solid as it comes, man. It's a really good defense.
We were trying to figure out with Ohio State, Penn State, like when you get a total of 44.
Yeah.
And you're catching almost three touchdowns. It's just mathematically difficult for me to not look at the dog.
Yeah.
But ChatGPT likes Ohio State, so I'm torn.
I have a separate tool. I'll give Pine Sports a shout out. It did not. Sam told me the story. I put into the ChatGPT or Pine Sports, asked them for their five favorite ATS picks. It did not pull up Ohio State. So I think you're free to bet on Penn State if you would like. I'll just say this about Penn State, Ohio State. This is Penn State Super Bowl, right? They're off a bye. It's like, guys, if we have anything left in the tank, this is it. Any trick play we've ever run or want to run is going to be run this weekend. Everything, like, this is a pride game for them. And I think it could be close early. I just don't know if they have enough to last an entire 60-minute game against Ohio State. But I wouldn't be I wouldn't hate a Penn State first half wager in this game.
I just punched it in. 34-10, ChatGPT says, in favor of obviously.
That'd be the worst because you're covering
for probably most of the game.
Three quarters and then just fall apart late.
The one-night season is
and it goes under.
Make a lot of sense.
ChatGPT thinks the games are only 40 minutes, by the way. And it's still picking 80% every week.
What are we doing with our lives? I mean, what the hell?
All this time and energy we spend researching doesn't even matter. No. It just puts in ChatGPT and wins every week.
We always talk with the NFL about the possibility, even though it didn't work for Tennessee, of a fired coach bump and what those numbers are. And we saw it in one spot. We saw it in UCLA. We have not seen it with Penn State. And I'm thinking about Florida off the bye going up against Georgia. Do you think that is a thing when it comes to college, especially in this generation?
I don't think it's a thing in the NFL either. Like I just don't think it just, there's no real concrete evidence that happens. Like sometimes you're just bad and it doesn't matter who your coach is. You're just going to be bad that season. I'm not sure Napier, they fire him after a win. It wasn't like they were losing all their games. And you have Georgia, obviously, I think both teams off a bye, right? So Georgia's going to be the healthiest they've been all season in the offensive line. They've been so resilient all year. They're just better than Florida. I'm not sure a new coach, and we actually asked Kirby this on Bear Bets. It'll be out later today and tomorrow about like that idea of like you have to go back and prepare differently because of a new coach. He's like, no. No, not really. Like they don't even take it seriously, right? Like they take it seriously, obviously, but the idea, like they do what they do. It's not going to change very much in week 10 already in college football. So I don't really buy the new coach bum thing.
Okay. What's your best bet this week?
I like Nebraska and Minnesota. And what else did I give out? Something else. I got to look. I give out a lot of wagers.
Watch Bear Bets.
Bear Bets. There you go.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy. Okay. I know it's hard for you to stay in like that long.
No, my core has been getting stronger. I prepare for this.
He's working on his core. Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
What's he doing?
My core's getting stronger. He's one of my favorites. We can always rely on Jeff Schwartz coming in and taking
he's
over.
It's
one of Paul's favorite bits on the show.
Yeah, he must have the phone set or something. All right, where do you want to start college football this weekend as far as these games? Where do you want to go?
I really think SMU is a good bet. And you know me, okay. I'm Mr. Miami. I'm a fan of Mario. I defend Mario, but it's very difficult to defend Mario's track record when we get to November. It's just, it's not great. And I'm going to pull it up. I actually have it somewhere in my phone. I don't have it in front of me. But he has lost many times as a double-digit favorite in the month of November. And as you know, when you get to this part of the calendar, this is when you start to separate from the pack. And there have been several times at Oregon and at Miami where they've been on a great run, or they've had a really decent path to be a team that can make some noise and make a run. and they can't deliver. And knowing all that, because I've been on that side of it, I've laid 11, I've laid 14, and they lose outright. And there's a pattern there of them going on the road and having big expectations and not delivering. And I just look at that number, 12.5, Joe. They are laying that at SMU, and it just feels pretty steep. Not to say that they can't win by 2 touchdowns, because of course they could. But as somebody who was a big Miami guy who has Beck to win the Heisman, that won't happen, and has Miami to make the playoff, this spot scares the hell out of me in Dallas. Scares the hell out of me.
So I find this funny because you're taking a dog there. You can get plus 12.5. And I'm going against a team that I've supported throughout the season. And I've just seen enough. And I'm talking about going against Oklahoma. Tennessee, -3 at home. This is going to be the Sooners' first real tough road test that they've had. It's been Temple and South Carolina so far. Mateer's fourth game back. There's going to be this idea that, okay, now he's going to keep getting healthier. Every game, he's going to be a little bit better. I've not seen it. Ever since that injury, it changed everything. Even on the defensive side of the ball, they don't have the same pass rush. And maybe some of that is probably the opponent, which is fair to bring up. But if you look at the three games since his return, we're talking about 2 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. Those 3 picks in that first game. But we're not seeing the explosive Mateer even since the Texas game. You know what else we're not seeing? We're not seeing him use his legs. 0 rushing touchdowns in those 3 games. Before the injury, he had 5 rushing touchdowns. As he's dealing with his health, he's a completely different player. And in these 3 games, he's been averaging 192 yards passing. This is not the same material that we saw pre-injury. And, you know, Paul was talking about it because he was dealing with the exact same injury. Like, maybe people are really underselling how difficult this is going to be. And we are seeing it on the field. And then you've got a Tennessee team, awesome at home. They lost in overtime against Georgia. Their 2 losses are Georgia and Alabama. Those are the 2 losses for Tennessee. And they've got New Mexico State next. They're not even concerned about that. They've been preparing for this one. They're all in on this game. And I think you're getting a bit of a bargain here at -3. I'm laying the 3 points with the Vols.
I understand that. It's very telling, too, when we take teams that we've been supporting financially or been rooting for financially all season, and then we say enough's enough. And it's not like Miami's cost me a lot of money. I mean, I'm not going to win the Beck bet. I've bet Miami ATS 3 times on them, and I'm 2-1. So I'm not like jaded. This is not me being 0-3 or 0-4 and just flipping. It's something that's been readily available, these spots in November. So here it is. Since the start of 2022, no team has lost more games as a double-digit favorite than Miami. 5 of them. And under Mario Cristobal, Miami is 4-10 in November and December.
Ooh.
Straight up. 4-10.
This is James Franklin stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
It's not like they can't win, because they should win as a 12.5-point favorite, but it would never be me laying this number on the road.
Yeah. Yep. I hear you. Kelly was on Cincinnati yesterday, right? That was one of her dogs that she liked. Yep.
She's on Cincy.
What do you think about this line move? Now we're 10.5.
I mean, I think Utah is just so good in the trenches. And clearly the wise guys don't care who's playing quarterback. This Ficklin kid just ran all over Colorado. And I think to open this game 7 and get to 10, it just keeps me off the dog. Like, I want no part of the dog, because when the market moves like that much, you just kind of go, something's up. Somebody knows something, or somebody sees a big advantage. I'm not on the dog. The total also getting blasted right now, getting blasted to the over, 54 to 54.5 as we speak. We'll see. I'm not going to bet that game. I do think, though, I made fun of Kelly yesterday on Kansas State. I'll probably end up taking – I mean, you can take 7.5 now at home with the Wildcats.
Okay. All right, there you go. Any others that we need to circle back later on to
Jeff
any other games?
Jeff loves Nebraska. He thinks they're going to beat USC.
Okay. All right. Yeah, let's get to that one coming up. Joe O, Sammy P, another hour to go. 10 toes down next. Let's see what Gerch has. Can't wait. This is Bet Sweats.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.